You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Just shy of a year into his first elected office, Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush has certainly made good on one important campaign promise, giving the General Land Office a reboot. The oldest state agency has undergone major staff changes, a website overhaul, negotiations over how the Alamo will be managed. But not all of the news has been, I'm not sure if upbeat is the right word. He's gotten pushback from a former state official. He's been criticized by some in the media for taking too much time away from work to campaign for his dad. You may have heard of him, presidential nominee and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And he joins us now. Commissioner Bush, thanks very much for your time.
Anytime.
You described your reboot of the GLO to the Austin American-Statesman as a surgical approach to reforming the agency. What did you mean by that, and what do you feel like you've been able to accomplish so far?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for welcoming me to have a chance to visit with you and your listeners to talk about what I view as the most important state agency that Texans don't know about, and that's the Land Office. I campaigned on the ideas of fiscal conservatism. I wanted to bring my business background to this office, and what I came to encounter, however, was an organizational structure that needed to be reorganized, and it's not meant to be a statement on my predecessor by any means. It was following through on a campaign promise to re-examine how we do business.
You know, it's interesting because you took note of something that I think that there has been a lot of buzz about, at least among people who follow Texas politics. And you say you don't want to be seen as making a comment about your predecessor. But, of course, your predecessor, Jerry Patterson, has been somewhat more outspoken about you. He said you don't lead by making change for the sake of change. I think that's one of his more memorable quotes. Do you think you're being unfairly treated by Mr. Patterson? I mean, how do you feel about his comments?
Well, frankly, I haven't had a chance to review any of his comments, and I'm not here to comment on his comments. I want to reiterate to your listeners that I campaigned hard for this job for over 2 years, and I made promises, which was to downsize the size and scope of government and to make it more efficient. And so I'm just falling on those. I don't have time, frankly, to deal with commentary, whether it's from my predecessor or my critics.
One of the things, though, that you have done, and you've pointed out that there were some large bonuses that were given to folks at the GLO, and you wanted to see an end to that. The appearance, of course, was that some people in the GLO were getting extras because of their connections, their ties to people in high places. Was there some sort of cronyism going on that you were concerned about?
Well, I'll let folks in the media make their assessments, and all we can do is just lay out the facts. But there were millions of dollars of bonuses that were awarded over the course of several years. We decided to go in a different direction in terms of how we offer incentives. Many of our employees are paid well above the average American family and above the government salary averages that you'll see here in the Capitol. We're going to try our best to make it more objective, more fair, based upon not your relationships, but based upon what you bring to the table and to the taxpayers of Texas.
You made an interesting observation when you said that this is the biggest agency that most Texans don't know about. And, of course, in a way, having that, your last name sort of puts it on the map right there. Just, full stop. If they know George P. Bush is running the General Land Office, all of a sudden people are going to be paying attention to it. Well, what about this? Their activity was something that made you desire to be a part of it.
Well, I've always been attracted to public service as a public high school teacher and as a member of the military, and I've been a student of Texas government since I was at Rice University and also as a law student here at University of Texas in Austin. And what I love about this agency, I've always loved it, is the fact that it preserves and protects the rich history of Texas. Secondly, we protect and defend the stories and the concerns of military veterans. I happen to be a veteran myself, and I think most Texans recognize the high rate of unemployment, high rate of suicide, and the constant issues we deal with in connection with TBI and PTSD in the military community. We also are the largest state controller of minerals, 13 million acres. I'm a recovering oil and gas guy myself that was in the patch. My family's history is in Midland. And to be a steward for this huge portfolio, to do it in an environmentally responsible way is really cool. And then finally, as I mentioned, I'm a public high school teacher by heart. We provide this huge source of revenue to public schools here in Texas. So when you combine those four areas, for me, this has always been a passion and an interest of mine.
George P. Bush is head of the Texas General Land Office. Commissioner, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.